Hello, hello. Ashley here, back with another episode of the Maverick Mompreneur podcast. If you're a new or veteran Maverick listener, I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for joining me. Firstly, I want to let you know what's going down on the podcast for the next several weeks because it's going to be both exciting and different. I'm going to be publishing two episodes per week, one regular and one for a series called How to Start a Podcast, where I'm going to walk you through what you need to know to get a podcast started and answering some really, really good listener and Maverick Society member questions about podcasting that I've been collecting for a while. I don't want to create a paid course on podcasting, but it is something that I know a lot about and I love, and I do want to shout from the rooftops how much I love podcasting and think it's absolutely amazing for someone building a personal brand in any niche. So if you aren't interested in that at all, then just skip the second episode for the week, but I hope you'll listen into this one at least and see how powerful of a marketing and branding tool podcasting can be, especially as a long-term asset. I do have in existence a free podcast kickstart mini course for you. That's at elevatedwithashley.com/podcast or linked in the show notes. I'll probably be adding these episodes there so that it's all in one convenient place and doesn't get lost amongst the hundreds of episodes on the podcast over time. So make sure that you snag that, get the podcast kickstarter. And in full transparency, my hope as a business owner, a personal brand marketing and monetization strategist, is that when you're ready to plan for your podcast, that you'll snag my podcast planner, that's $17. And when you're ready to monetize your podcast, if you want to do so in the way that I do with your own offers versus something like ads, if you have a huge audience, that you'll take my comprehensive passive digital product funnel lab that will teach you exactly how to do that. And then lastly, that if you desire accountability, support, coaching from me, a place to ask questions every day, and an incredible community of women entrepreneurs who get it when it comes to this journey, who focus on not just business, but also getting and staying in alignment and feeling good and regulated as they build, that you'll look into joining my coaching membership, which is the Maverick Society. All of the above can be found at elevatedwithashley.com/podcast or linked in the show notes. So today is the first episode of the How to Start a Podcast series, and we're going to talk about why to start a podcast. As someone with a personal brand and online business, from my perspective, but also data. Whether you're a seasoned entrepreneur or just starting to carve out your niche and figure this whole thing out, this episode will definitely shed light on how a podcast can enhance your brand and business and just give you some food for thought. Real quick though, before we get into it, I wanted to take the time to read a review that a listener of the podcast took their time recently to post, and I just so appreciated it. I hadn't looked at reviews in a while, and this one popped up and it was just so nice. The only downside to podcasting is that you pour your heart and soul into episodes, but you don't always know if what you're sharing is impacting your listeners because you're just sitting there talking to your microphone like I am right now. I'm sitting in my office. It's like 9 o'clock at night. This is when I had a chance to record, unless someone takes the time to review the podcast and share their feedback. Okay, so this person who their name is just FCO2811, no actual name. So otherwise I would shout you out because this is so awesome. This person says, Ashley shares in a way that promotes you to take action right away on implementing the things she recommends. We all listen to so many pods that go in one ear and out the other, but with these episodes, you're prompted to get started right away with her advice. Highly recommend to anyone wanting to build a course or digital product business. I love that. That's exactly my intent as an educator and as an online brand and business coach. Thank you for that feedback. It means a ton, seriously. So now what you're here for, if you're sticking around, is why should you, as someone with a personal brand and online business, start a podcast? First, let's talk about the bigger picture, the long-term view. Today, as you probably know, content is king or queen, but not all content is created equal. Podcast offers this really unique combination of intimacy and then also accessibility that other platforms, in my opinion, just really can't match. It gives you this direct line to your target audience's ears and mind and heart, and it makes your message more powerful and personal than what you can do on, say, a 7 second to 1 minute reel over on Instagram. But let's back this up with some data. According to recent studies, over 55% of the population of the US has listened to a podcast. So that's over half of our nation has listened to a podcast, with 37% tuning into a podcast monthly. That is a huge audience actively seeking content in this format, often in niches just like yours, without knowing your niche, of course. Podcast listeners are also known and studied to be highly engaged, loyal, and more likely to follow calls to action. This means more opportunities for you to grow not only your audience, but also your business. We get so bogged down in vanity metrics over on, say, Instagram. We're looking at the views and we're seeing, oh, for example, we're looking at which reels are getting the most views, but are those views converting into followers? Are those views converting into sales, leads? If not, it really doesn't matter when it comes to building a business, right? But if you have even a handful of loyal listeners who listen to, love, and recommend your work to start with, that can translate into so many more conversions for your services with a smaller audience. Because listening or watching someone, depending on if you're repurposing your podcast to YouTube, but listening or watching someone in a long form content modality is a fast track to getting to know them and their vibe. That's so much harder to do, and for people to develop that trust required to make a purchase, particularly for consultation, coaching, more higher ticket item, that's harder for people to create that kind of trust from just short form video, written content. Anyone can be a certain way for 5 to 7 seconds. Anyone can be and present themselves a certain way for a minute and a half. But if you're looking to really work with someone, especially if you are a coach or an infopreneur, you have a product that's not $2, you need to demonstrate to someone who you are as a human being. What is your heart? What is your perspective? What's your vibe? And the best way to do that, in my opinion, is through long form content, audio and or video. And for me, as an introvert who doesn't love to do video, podcasting is just the best. I sit down and I feel like I'm talking to my soulmate clients, because I am. A lot of the episodes come from conversations and questions that I've had in my real life with clients, with audience members, with listeners. And I just sit down, hop on the mic and answer those questions in the privacy of my home, in my pajamas, whether or not I'm all dolled up and I don't have to worry about video. Now, I do think best practice would be to repurpose video to YouTube if you can. I repurpose just the audio and every once in a while a video, but that's something that is a goal of mine for this quarter, actually. So I'll let you know when that happens. It's just another layer that the introvert in me is like, no, don't do it. But I do know that there's all different types of learners and there's all different types of buyers, and what someone needs to see from you varies from person to person. And so I'm here for it. If I can create content and repurpose in another format that's going to get my work and my services in front of someone who can benefit from them, I am here for that. Let's talk benefits of having a podcast for your business. So here's the top reasons why launching and having a podcast can be an absolute game changer for your personal brand and online business. And I hate the phrase game changer because it's very overused, but truly a podcast can be a game changer. So here's why. Number one, this is so critical to establishing a personal brand that's going to convert to sales of whatever you're selling. That's establishing authority and thought leadership. So by sharing your expertise and your insights on a podcast about your subject, you position yourself already as an authority in your field. And it's not just about what you know, because I know some of you listening are like, well, I'm not an expert. The only way to become an expert is to continue learning. I know that you know more than you give yourself credit for, but it's honestly about sharing that knowledge you have and the knowledge that you gain along the way in a way that's accessible and engaging for your audience, infusing your unique personality and your unique perspective all along the way and really leaning into that. That's where you're going to create that loyal listenership. The second reason why launching a podcast could be an absolute game changer for not only your personal brand, but your business is that you have such an expanded reach and networking. Think about it. Podcasts have global reach. I look at this all the time and it's crazy, ranking in countries like Afghanistan. Like, what on earth can they understand understand what I'm saying? That's so amazing. You can connect with listeners from all over the world, which can lead to so many awesome networking opportunities with potential clients, with customers, with other leaders in your space who are looking for your unique insights and services. You never know what type of opportunities can come when someone hears your powerful voice, your storytelling ability, your unique perspectives that no one else can have, no one else can replicate. No one can go on and copy your podcast episode like they can copy your reel. You know what I mean? So it's really, truly a place where you can be unique. And then thirdly, it's such a great place to deepen engagement with your audience. Podcasting really does create that special connection. Sometimes it's almost kind of weird, like this parasocial relationship where you feel like you really know someone because you're listening to them every week. I have podcasters that I listen to every week that I really do feel connected to, because when someone listens to your voice, it's so much more personal than just reading a blog post or reading an email. Yes, those things are great and they have different purposes, but podcasting, you're literally speaking directly to them. Like right now, I'm thinking of my ideal client, exactly who I want to speak to, and I'm talking directly to you. And further than that, people are usually listening to podcasts in moments where they're receptive to hearing, like during their commute, they're listening in the car, during a workout, during a chore, laundry, cleaning time, where they have their AirPods in their ears, they're listening and they're receptive to your words. That's what is in their ear. And that's so powerful in connecting with your audience. And then the fourth and last way that a podcast can absolutely be a game changer for your personal brand and business is your content marketing strategy. So this for me is a huge part of my content strategy and what makes my life as a business owner and solopreneur so much easier. If you're already creating content, honestly, a podcast can integrate so beautifully into your strategy because it's going to provide you with really solid content that you've thought through and executed that can be then repurposed into blog posts, into quotes of your own, into social media snippets, audiograms, if you will, and so much more. It really helps you to maximize the impact of every single piece of content you create. And for your audience, it's easier for them to track a topic throughout the week than it is for you to popcorn in with about 50 different topics on a bunch of reels, which that's fine. But the type of people who are going to be your long-term raving fans, they want to hear from you. They want to really get to know you. And a podcast is honestly the best bang for your buck, in my opinion. For me, it's not only allowed me to grow my brand and my reach, but it's also opened up a space for deeper discussions about things that I don't even share with the people who are closest to me in my life offline. It's opened up a space for me to be myself fully, to share the highs and the lows of this journey of entrepreneurship that many of you can relate to. And it's best of all led incredible women into my world who have gone on to become paying one-on-one clients and members of the Maverick Society and now friends. And that to me is the most invaluable reason to start a podcast, which I know not everyone that's your motivation, but for me it is. I just can't wait to see who comes into my world and who comes into the lives of the women who are already in my world and in the membership by way of the podcast. It's just amazing. Okay, I'm gonna step down off my soapbox and level with you. I know you might be thinking, oh yeah, Ashley, like a podcast sounds great. That sounds awesome, but it also sounds like a lot of work. Yes, it does require commitment and effort, as do all things worthwhile, but the return on your investment can be massive. And that's why in our next episode, I'm going to jump into more of the nuts and bolts of how to actually start your podcast, how to choose the right equipment, what you need to prep before you launch, and all of that good stuff. So thank you so much for joining me today. If you're excited about the journey ahead on getting a podcast started and out there, and you want to learn exactly how to launch and grow your own podcast for free, make sure that you are subscribed to the podcast so that you don't miss out on the next episode. And also, I would just really appreciate it from a business standpoint. That really, really is so key to getting the podcast in front of other soulmate listeners. So I really appreciate that. And until next time, until that next episode, as always, cheers to your impact. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. My goal is to help as many women in business online as possible to build strong, powerful, aligned, and profitable personal brands. The best way to show you appreciate this content is to screenshot and share on your social media or share with your team. Actually, even better would be to also leave a review for the podcast on whichever platform you're listening on. If you are looking for any additional support, you can always reach me via email at hello@elevatedwithashley.com. You can DM me on Instagram at Ashley R. Latimer, or join us in the free Elevate Academy for Brand Building, Maverick Marketers, and Mompreneurs Facebook community. Can't wait to chat with you next week.